Public Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Food and Drug Administration reported on February 8th that 25 people have died and 54 have suffered serious cardiovascular problems after taking drugs prescribed to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, between 1999 and 2003. Children accounted for 19 of the deaths and 26 of the non-fatal cardiovascular problems, including heart attack, stroke, hypertension, palpitations, and arrhythmia. The FDA report also included data on 26 more deaths between 1969 and 2003 in patients taking the ADHD drugs, including death by suicide, overdose, drowning, and heat stroke. Finally, an FDA advisory panel voted in favor of requiring the famous black box warning on these drugs, but only by a vote of 8-7. One committee member said he recommended the black box warning in order to slow down what he called the out-of-control growth in the use of the drugs. Another committee member said it would be inappropriate, unethical behavior not to disclose that there is uncertainty about the safety of these drugs. The FDA is now discussing new ways of examining the risks of amphetamines such as Adderall, and of methylphenidates, which are sold under the names of Ritalin, Concerta, Methylene, and Metadate. There have been some studies of these drugs, which are prescribed for ADHD, but the FDA admitted that these studies provide little information on the risks. According to federal survey data cited by an official of the Office of Drug Safety, about 2.5 million children between the ages of 4 and 17 take ADHD drugs. Many more boys than girls, and about 1 million adults take them. ADHD drugs are big business. Sales amounted to $3 billion in 2004.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is attention deficit disorder too aggressively diagnosed and the drug Ritalin too widely prescribed? Parents and educators for the truth about the disease, the drug, and our children, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the information packet on Ritalin. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says all he wants is less to do, more time to do it, and higher pay for not getting it done, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there. Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Can you remember Bruce Babbitt? Bruce Babbitt, for those listeners who happen to be in Arizona, would remember Bruce Babbitt. He was governor of that state once upon a time. I remember him being the Interior Secretary. The Interior Secretary. Okay, from the, he was over the BLM and all this back. I guess that's during the Clinton era, if I remember right. Anyway, he is in Missouri today, and we're so pleased to have him. He's going to make a couple of speeches. One, he's going to be in St. Louis at the Missouri Botanical Garden, and then he's going to be at the University of Missouri in the Monsanto Auditorium. Now, for whatever that's worth, and that's kind of changing the subject, but that shows you how these big corporations, the multinationals, get involved in these college campuses, so they get done what they want done by the professors that like that grant money. Now, Monsanto has an auditorium named after it there on the University of Missouri campus. Now, what's Bruce Babbitt going to do in Missouri? Well, what he would like to do is turn the Missouri River into a giant national park that would reach all the way from St. Louis to Kansas City. Or, if you were going downstream, it would reach all the way from Kansas City to St. Louis. Now, you know, we talked about this in great detail back 2 or 3 years ago. Jeff, I think you were here. Were you here when we had the big muddy and we told people to call Washington and they could get this book about the big muddy and how the environmental wackos wanted to take over the entire Missouri River Valley? I think they were talking about like 800,000 or 900,000 acres that they wanted. But now here's what Babbitt wants to do. He said that after talking with people along the river, some of whom he met while walking on the Katy Trail. The Katy Trail is a not the Missouri Pacific. It's the Missouri. The Katy is the Kansas. What is the Katy? I forgot now what it stands for. Missouri, Kansas, and Texas, but they call it the Katy, okay? It's a Katy Railroad that's no longer a railroad. The land was supposed to go back to the individuals that owned the property when it was taken over by the railroad, and instead some lunatic judge said, oh, well, we can make a walking trail out of this, and Babbitt came all the way back here from Arizona. I think he's actually in Washington, D.C. now as an attorney or something, but anyway, he came all the way out here to Missouri to walk on the Katy Trail, and he realized that, you know, this would make a wonderful national park. Now, it's not his idea. because it may be, I don't know, but we have this book, and I should have looked it up. I know it's in here someplace, where we talked about the Big Muddy and how the environmentalists want this whole area. Anyway, he says, he tells his friends while they're walking on the Katy Trail, where you cannot allow to take a four-wheeler or a horse, but you can walk or ride a bicycle on it. Anyway, it goes through one of my old hometowns. I know a lot about the Katy Trail, and I know about the people that supposedly owned that land, and they took it away from them. Okay, anyway, Babbitt says it would do wonderful things for the historic towns along the river, and it would create an enormous attraction. Finally, people would think of the state of Missouri as a destination trip. People today are just passing through Missouri. Well, they're doing that all right. If you watch I-70, I mean, there's a lot of people passing through Missouri. They've been doing that ever since they traveled the Santa Fe Trail. They passed through Missouri then. But some of the lazier ones stopped. They didn't want to cross. They didn't want to go all the way across the Kansas Prairie, and they sure didn't want to try to get over those Rocky Mountains. And they looked here at our beautiful streams and our timber, and all they needed was a squirrel dog and a rifle and an axe and a mule, and, hey, you could live good here. And so, like I said, the more intelligent but less ambitious of the group stayed here in Missouri. All of the lunatics went on all the way over the mountains, and now they're out there on the West Coast. Anyway, Babbitt's proposal would mean doing away with barge traffic. Oh, we don't want barge traffic anymore. And purchasing, get this one, riverfront cropland, perhaps using eminent domain. Else farmers don't need that land down there anymore anyhow. Much of the new river then would be allowed to spread out into its natural floodplain. Now, Babbitt says he just dismissed the economic impact of barge traffic as that's minuscule, doesn't make any difference. And he said farmers need to understand that their livelihood soon will be threatened by changing agricultural policy worldwide. In other words, farmers are not going to be able to get government subsidies anymore, which is going to put them out of business because crop prices are lower than cost of production. And he said that we can divert the money that would no longer be spent on price supports to the farmers to just purchase their land. Simple as that. It'll all work. We don't need the farmers anyway. I mean, you know, we can buy food at the grocery store. We don't have to have farmers, and they can ship it in here from South America a lot cheaper than these farmers can produce it anyhow. Babbitt's public events in Missouri today. He's here right now. In fact, he just made a speech this morning at the Missouri Botanical Garden. That's in St. Louis. This evening at 7 o'clock, let's say, he's going to be at the University of Missouri at the Monsanto Auditorium. So he's, I don't know how long he's going to stay in Missouri. He says it's a good place to be too. He said he's not going to just pass through it. He's going to try to make some big changes while he's here, and going to take the Missouri River bottomland away from the farmers, all the way from St. Louis to Kansas City. If I remember right, that Big Muddy book that we got, remember, Jeff, we talked about, we told our listeners to call and get it, and the people there knew. She said, oh, you've been listening to that guy on the radio, haven't you? But it's all printed. They know exactly what they want to do. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. MyWheat. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Missouri 65023. We have returned. Now, we're talking here about how Bruce Babbitt, and if you remember, he was one of the really greeny weenies. Him and Al Gore had all these great plans to take over all of the lands with the Wildlands Project, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now he's saying that they want to take the Missouri River from St. Louis to Kansas City, there's 366 miles of it, and make it into a Grand National Park, just like the Grand Canyon National Park. All right, I have with me today Chuck Cushman. Chuck heads up the American Land Rights Association, and by the way, American Land Rights really got started making its name helping local areas defeat things, particularly national parks. And Chuck, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you very much. I had my own experience. My father was a ranger for the Park Service, and the Park Service tried to take my house back in the 70s. I think they probably think that was a mistake now.
Really? And your dad was a ranger?
Yeah. And I had purchased a house, and well, they actually took my father's house. They told him that if he didn't sell to them, he'd never work for them again. Sort of their version of let's make a deal. And then they tried to take my house, so I organized the local community to fight back, and then other communities around the country came to us and said, well, if you can stop them, can you come to help us? And so we began to help communities all over the United States fight back against these land grab proposals. Now, people shouldn't get confused. We're not anti-national park. We're pro-people. And we just think that people ought to respect the rights, the Park Service ought to respect the rights of people and communities and farmers, and that certainly eminent domain should not be used.
How did you get them stopped from taking your home?
Well, a variety of techniques. It's kind of a guerrilla war. You don't have a lot of money. We train local people how to compete. They get in touch with us from local communities, why we can guide them, get them into groups, go after elected officials. We sued the Park Service, just a whole variety of, although I recommend suing as a last resort if I were to do it over again. But I don't mean that it's not an appropriate tool, but it's so easy to defeat these proposals politically that you don't need to sue them. I mean, we have the technology down to be able to compete on the political playing field with the environmental groups.
All right, what do you do? I mean, it looks to me like they win a whole lot more battles than we do.
Well, if you look at our record, though, I think you'll find that's not to be true. For example, what are the three most important words in trying to defend yourself from the Park Service or even organizing a small grassroots group to fight back? The three most important words, well, you know what the three most important words in real estate are, right?
Yeah, location, location, and location.
That's right. Well, the three most important words in fighting a political battle are list, list, list.
Okay, hey, we'll list right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Bye.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
And we have returned, visiting today with Chuck Cushman. Chuck is the, you actually established or the founding father of the American Land Rights Association, were you not, Chuck?
Oh, I was one of them, yes.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned going into the commercial break, you list, list, list. List, what are we going to list?
Well, we want people in local communities along the Missouri, for example, to get together in their community, beginning putting together a list, a fax list, an email list, a mailing list of everybody who lives in the area. So we have somebody to talk to and we can guide them. And then we guide them on fighting this proposal if a bill were to be introduced in Congress. Then we fight back against the proposal, and until that happens, we organize letters to the editor. We organize letter writing parties. We get people together people are much more comfortable working with groups. And I've been fighting these things for 30 years, and we've only lost two in all that time. You may be familiar with the Tall Grass Prairie in Oklahoma. They tried to take the Osage Indian lands away from them and make a national park. We stopped that. We stopped one on the Big Sur Coast twice in California, most recently a year ago, the Gaviota Coast in California from going to the National Park Service. So we've been involved in dozens of these campaigns across the country, and the key is to train local people on how to fight back and what they can expect. I think the thing that people who are facing new national parks say to me after the battle is, you know, if we just had a second crack at this, we would have known what to do. These people that were not involved with us. And you don't get a second chance, so you got to hit them hard the first time and know how to fight them the first time.
Right. Have you ever heard of one of these park services or whatever it happens to be that was established that it ever got taken off of the books?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, over in Illinois, they had a scenic byway that was already established, and they got part of that thing removed.
Well, that's not a national park.
I know that. But still, people can... They can still fight back, but go ahead, tell me.
Well, they can. I mean, we helped fight off the Darby Refuge in Ohio. We fought off. It was a huge proposal to take over most of the North Woods of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York. 26 million acres, and we led a four-year campaign to stop that. So we're experienced all over the country in helping groups fight back against these proposals. And I mean, I really think the local people will win if they get organized early and they send a message that we want to preserve our culture and our customs and our history, and we don't want the Park Service folding and spindling and mutilating it.
Okay, now, for instance, I have a couple of good friends that just built a lovely home on a river bluff overlooking the Missouri River. They can see a mile or so of the Missouri River in either direction, and they're within less than 100 yards of it, but they're up, you know, they're hundreds of feet above it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what's that going to do to let's assume that Babbitt gets his way and we do this. What's that going to do to a family like that?
Well, the first thing the Park Service is going to do, or the Congress and the Park Service, they're going to put a circle around all the land that would be in the proposed Missouri River Corridor National Park or whatever it would be called. And so if you're in that circle, then you're subject to land acquisition. It depends on what the bill says, and if we can fight it. For instance, there was a proposal to create in Alabama, the Little River Canyon National Park. The only trouble is they wanted the homes and farms of 500 landowners near the Little River Canyon. And so I organized the landowners. One of the landowners had seen me on CNN, and so I went back there and showed them how to fight back. And in the end, they did get their Little River Canyon, but it was made out of Georgia Power land and some state land, and not a single private acre went into the national park. But if they don't organize and fight back, land like your friends and that house are very much in jeopardy.
Well, I live within a mile of the Missouri River.
Well, those are the kinds of lands that they'll target. The it will go out anywhere from a mile to 3, 4, 5 miles, maybe 10, 15 miles from the river on each side. So anybody in that area is going to be subject to either fee acquisition, and the fee acquisition targets would certainly be houses that could be seen from the river. You can decide if you're going to be a target if from the river they can see your property. They'll want to clear all that out, and so you're going to have to fight back to stop this.
All right. We've got a lot of things to talk about, and we may have to have you back again, Chuck, because this wasn't really what we were going to discuss today. But when I saw this, I thought, gee whiz, we need to bring this out into the open, because Babbitt is speaking here in Missouri as we speak. He's already trying to get people whumped up for this. And, you know, it is amazing, Chuck, and I know you go through this all of the time, but we've been talking about this animal identification thing, and Ray Cuneo called me again just this morning, and he said, I just cannot understand people. He said, what I want to do is find somebody that has read their plan. that's for this. He said, I haven't found anybody that's for it that has said they read their plan. He said, I've called the University Extension Service. He says, I've called all these people that say they're for Farm Bureau. They said, no, we've never read the plan. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Precious metals soared to fresh highs on Wednesday, sparked by record high oil prices, a weaker dollar, and growing inflation worries. Traders say geopolitical tensions over Iran's nuclear program continue to support gold and silver, as well as good physical demand. Gold closed up $13.40 to $632.70 an ounce. Silver jumped up 73 cents to $14.54 an ounce. For more, visit SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he would enjoy the opera much more if there were no singers, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back visiting with Chuck Cushman with the American Land Rights Association. Chuck, I didn't mean to change the subject talking about this animal ID thing, but as Ray Cuneo was saying, he said the people that are for this, and he said it's educated people. He said it's the Extension Service, it's the Farm Bureau people. He said, I asked them, have you read their strategic plan? No, we haven't, but we know it's a good idea. They wouldn't be doing it. See, and I'm sure it's the same way with when these national parks come around. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. And people are going to quit driving through Missouri, and they're going to stop and spend money. And, hey, well, you need to get behind this thing. Let's see your plan. How many people actually just do these things because they think it's good and really haven't seen the plan?
Well, lots of them. And you know, what's that old adage? Those that fail to remember history are bound to repeat it. There are so many federal national parks and other areas managed by the National Park Service where there's a trail of woe, a trail of tears, if you will, where thousands of people in southern Florida, for example, the Big Cypress, they've condemned the land of over 55,000 people. This is going on today. This isn't some, you don't see that in the newspaper, but it's going on right as we speak.
New River, West Virginia, are you familiar with that?
So sure.
See, these people have talked to me for years about this, and I don't know if they've ever saved their homes or not, but they're going to take those people's homes, and they're not even close to New River. I mean, they're there, but, you know, they're not right on the riverfront.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm not directly involved with those people, although I've communicated with them and shared some ideas. That started a long time ago with Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, well before we got started. That's been going on for quite a while. People need... you know, one way they can educate themselves on what it's like to be inside a federal managed area like a national park is to go to our website, which is www.landrights.org. That's www.landrights.org. And we have actually lots of horror stories. The whole studies that we had done, we hired we got a nonprofit foundations to hire professors, history professors, to go out and document what the Park Service had done to people on the Blue Ridge Parkway, on what the Forest Service had done on Mount Rogers National Recreation Area in Southwest Virginia. In fact, we just stopped a new, it's not a national park, it's a national recreation area, but it's a similar kind of thing. In Southwest Virginia, because we had done this study and people could get it and read it and they realized what they were getting into, and they put a stop to it right away. It just went away overnight when they got that study. So people need to go on our website. There's a lot of good tools there they can use to help them protect their property.
That is www.landrights.org, right?
They can contact us directly at 360-687-3087. That's 360-687-3087, and we can get hooked up with them and begin guiding them and showing them the things that they can do and telling them what government reports can be helpful to them. I'm responsible for dozens of general accounting office reports. They call it now the general accounting, the government accountability office, but it used to be called the general accounting office. And they documented horror stories in places like Lake Chelan, Washington, where the GAO said the Park Service ought to help to sell all the land back to the private owners. They never did, but they were supposed to.
They actually were supposed to?
Yes, because the GAO said they bought it illegally. They shouldn't have done it. But the Park Service is one of the great scofflaws in America. They obey the laws that are convenient to them and ignore the laws, particularly with respect to local communities. I mean, there are parks all over the country, Gary, where you can find communities, whole communities, that have been obliterated. Indiana Dunes National Recreation Area, which is a kind of national park, is actually a national lakeshore in Indiana, right on Lake Michigan. And you can, to this day, fly over it and see all the driveways and where the foundations and the foundations of the houses that used to be there. And this is over the last 25 years. I mean, they took hundreds of homes there. And they took a whole town out of Sleeping Bear Dunes. I mean, just obliterated. You would never know a town was there. Same thing is true with the Delaware Water Gap and between Pennsylvania and New York. I mean, this stuff has happened all over the country.
Let's go to the telephones. Wanda, hi, you're on the air.
Chuck, good morning. Chuck, I'd like to give you an overview of what's going on here in Missouri so that you'll get the big picture. We have a National Park Service National Heritage Area in the works. Their stated goal is to take in the entire Ozark Plateau almost to Jefferson City.
Mm-hmm.
We have one already. The nomination is underway by Senator Talent. that's taking in 200 square miles around St. Louis, and that one, I believe, would butt into this park situation that Babbitt is speaking of. And the people need to understand just how much land we're all going to lose and what all we're going to lose because of the huge corridors that will be taken by those heritage areas and the third-party management by the environmentalists, and most of that land being taken by eminent domain. And when you put three together, we'll have most of Missouri gone if we don't start fighting for it.
Well, I agree with that. I hope you'll call me or send me an email or something so we can stay in touch on this and work on this. We've been able to stop a National Heritage Areas bill, but there are isolated National Heritage Areas proposals that are proposed in Congress. There are so many of them, it's hard to fight them unless you find a good, strong local group who's willing to stand up and really get after it. But we've been preventing the National Heritage Area bill from passing for probably the last 6 or 7 years. We have a, just for the record, we have a full-time office in Washington, D.C. with a full-time staff, and so we're very active on these issues all over the country, helping groups and providing tools. By the way, if anybody wants to send me an email, they can send it, Derry, to C. Cushman. This is my personal email, C. Cushman at Pacifier, P-A-C-I-F as in Frank, I-E-R, .com. About their particular area or their particular issue.
Okay, let's do that again. That's C. Cushman, and you spell your last name C-U-S-H-M-E-N at pacifier.com.
Yeah, it's two C's. It's C for Chuck. C-U-S-H-M-A-N at pacifier.com.
Okay. Is Wanda still with us?
Still here.
Yeah, go ahead. Did you have anything else there, Wanda, on this?
Oh, I just wanted him to see the big picture. It's considerable.
Yeah, and you know the picture is bigger than what we're saying.
Right.
Because I will assure you, Chuck, that, and you know this better than I, if it's happening in Missouri, it's happening in every state in the United States.
Well, to some extent, that's true, because the environmentalists never saw a piece of land. They didn't covet, and they didn't want it to be natural, and they didn't want to get you out of it. One of my members, you've heard me say this before, I think, one of my members wrote me a letter from a national park where they had taken a whole bunch of homes out. And she said the preservationists, the environmentalists, have become like a new religion, a new paganism that worships trees and sacrifices people.
You know, that's not a new religion. They've been doing that for years, and the Bible even talks about when they start worshiping the creation rather than the creator.
Oh, I think that's right. The area I was referring to was the Cuyahoga Valley in Ohio. And by the way, we have films and books and all kinds of things to help local people fight back, too. So if you need to educate your local community, we got a national frontline episode about the Park Service taking homes away from people in national parks. So we have a lot of material that can be helpful to local people.
And, you know, if they can't get it one way or the other, they'll burn you out.
I don't think they're doing that as much today, but there certainly are places where years ago, especially in wintertime when the snow was around, there weren't so many people that you'd see smoke and people wouldn't know another house was gone.
Well, they did it just the other day, and I can't remember where it was, but it's almost one of my ignorance gone to seed columns, but they had this prescribed burn because they were going to save these homes, and instead of saving them, they just happened to go to town, I guess, for lunch or something, and when they came back, these homes were in flames.
Well, that happened in Arizona and New Mexico a couple years ago, where they burned hundreds of homes doing something exactly like that, and it was being managed by the National Park Service, so that gives you some comfort.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com. As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we're back. Wanda, are you still with us? Yes, Wanda still with us?
I am.
Yeah, go ahead. Were you going to talk about, mention again the heritage thing?
Yes, that heritage area that's, it's beginning in the five counties around West Plains, and it's been going on a few months. So you folks down there need to know that your city planners and your county commissioners and everything have already been approached on this, and you need to commence with them and try to educate them about what goes on with a heritage area, and so they don't get too much more of a head start on you, because once they get that taken down there, they will continue until they encompass the entire Ozark Plateau.
And you know, I was just sitting here thinking during the commercial break, if they get the Missouri River, which is what they want to do, the 800 and some thousand acres of it, then what's to keep them from starting up these creeks that run into the Missouri River, all these watershed projects. We've got these salt projects all over the country. And, you know, that would be a good addition to this national park, wouldn't it?
Well, sure it is, and that's what happens. I mean, my community where I have my home was not part, and it still isn't part of Yosemite National Park, but the park was enlarged and surrounded it, and all of a sudden here's this little community that's caught up inside. So that's exactly what happens, that local communities, all of a sudden, they didn't think they had a problem. They didn't get involved. They said, well, that's their problem down on the main stem of the Missouri, not my problem. And then all of a sudden, you know, they expanded it, and they weren't paying attention, and all of a sudden they're in it, and they're losing their homes.
Okay, let's. Hey, thanks for the call, Wanda. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry, you're on the air.
Derry?
Yes.
I was wondering if your guest knows anything about a allodial title or a federal land grant in securing your property so it can't come under eminent domain.
Well, I know you're not going to like this, and you're not going to like hearing it from me because a lot of people want to believe that, but it's just not true. That eminent domain comes from the power to govern. It's actually a pre-constitutional power, and as a result, the government, in a time of in what they say is a time of national crisis, unfortunately, that has been bastardized to the point where now they use that to take land for private land for businesses and communities and that kind of thing. So I hate to tell you, but this allodial title of the land patent ideas are just not going to work to save your property from eminent domain. I've been asking these folks for years, give me one example where you've actually done this. It's all a lot of talk, but it doesn't actually happen. At least that's been my experience, and I've been doing this since 1972.
Okay, thanks for the call, Terry. Let's go to Arkansas. No, we're going to wait. We'll go to... Yeah, there's the music. All right. We'll go to Joe in Arkansas right after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder. Like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I had no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating. None of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that will listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to alternativepowervideo.com.
And we are in the home stretch, so let's speed this up as much as we can. Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cushman, first thing, could you please repeat your phone number? It didn't come through very well on the short with.
Yes, it's 360-687-3087. That's 360-687-3087.
Okay, and I'll give it again. And by the way, we have it here if you need it. But it's 360-687-3087. Or if you're on the commuter, just go to landrights.org, and I'm sure your number's on there also. Go ahead, Joe. Did you have another question?
Yes. My question is, Mr. Cushman, do you have any information that could possibly help people in cities that are dealing with city governments that want to maybe condemn buildings on their property or force them to remove items from their property and so on like that?
Now, this is an area that we've worked in, and we've been very successful. I don't think I've ever lost a developed piece of property to the Park Service by eminent domain, but we're not as that big an outfit that we can do all kinds of eminent domain. The outfit that you should call is the Institute for Justice in Washington, D.C. They're heading up this campaign. They were the lawyers involved in the Kelo case in Connecticut last year. They're having a big conference coming up in June on eminent domain, which you might want to attend. So a good outfit to be in touch with. We can help, and yes, we can guide people. You know, if you call for advice on how to take this on, we can give you suggestions and be successful. But IJ is also a good outfit to talk to.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Don in Missouri. Hi, Don, you're up next.
Yes, I just wanted to mention to your guest that this is probably just another ploy by our government to control our watersheds. And I often wonder if this might be tied into the animal ID to get rid of our personal animals on the land. So, they think that they could possibly be polluting the watersheds or control our rights there.
Well, you don't know what the motivations have started, but usually these plans are part of an overall land plan effort. It's called the Wildlands Project, started 20 or 30 years ago, and they're trying to reach out and rewild America and get rid, and this is the environmental groups, get rid of the local people, ranchers, miners, loggers, private property owners, homeowners, communities. They want to rewild the land. That's their goal in life. And so they come up with these various reasons to do it, to save this river, save that, save this. But it all comes down to a grand land use control plan. So I think you got your finger on it. I don't think it's the government. It's the environmental groups driving the government. And we have to be competitive to fight back and show that we don't want them to do that. And we've been very successful at that. And we can help you do the same thing.
Okay, Don, appreciate the call. You know, Chuck, we just have exactly 1 minute left. But I talk to people all the time, and they say, well, Phil, you keep talking about these sustainable communities and where you're going to have to live in a little area and ride your bicycle to work, and we're not going to be able to have air conditioning, can't drive a car. I'll never move into one of those. I like it right where I am. This is a plan to get you right where you am somewhere else.
Well, that's right. This is a cultural genocide that's going on with mass loot relocation. They're not killing the people, but they're forcing them out, forcing tens of thousands of people out of their homes and moving them to other places. But it can be stopped. Local people can be successful. We've won in dozens of cases across the country. Easily, if people go on the internet and just type in Chuck Cushman or Charles Cushman or American Land Rights Association, you'll find stories about these things and congressional testimony that I've given about the horror stories and how we fought back and that kind of stuff.
Chuck, we are out of time. We appreciate our callers. We appreciate you and what you and your organization are doing to try to keep us as liberated as we are. And now it's time to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.